this is a new recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, dig it. Stop right on.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And it sure is good hearing my man Stu's voice. Miss having Stu around. But good morning, Sam. How you doing?
Good, Earl. How was your weekend?
So let me say this to you. I'm so glad to be back to work because I can get a break.
Oh, no. Hey, now.
if people knew what I did once I leave here and what I do in my community. Saturday, I spent 6 hours on a barbecue grill. 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh. What were you cooking up?
Well, chicken and brats and... shish kebabs.
I love it. That sounds delicious.
And so, you know, every year there's this guy in our community who puts together a big birthday bash for children. And just to give you an idea, there's $10,000 worth of free gifts that are donated to these children. And so everything from, you ever see these big battery cars for children, you know, cars that look the facsimiles of the real ones and you plug them up. And
oh, yeah, I had one. I cruised around in one.
So I mean, there's probably at least 40 of those.
That's a party. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
And they probably gave away over 150 bikes.
How fun.
You name it, they give these things away. This guy does it every year. This was the 28th year. 3,000 to 4,000 people. And I'm on the grill, right? And I'll tell you something. I mean, that's the kind of thing I love doing. I'm out. My community knows who I am because of the volunteerism that I've done over my entire life. So I've built a reputation from people who know that whenever there's something that needs to be done to benefit people, especially children and the elderly, I'm there.
I think that's a great reputation to have.
Yeah, and I've been doing it now for well over 20 years or more. And so, you know, I was exhausted, but I certainly felt like I had done something of purpose. And to me, that's what life is about. Something, doing something of value for people who really, you know, are struggling, who are on the margin. And it's mainly... my endeavors always are for people who basically are struggling to make it. And so anyway, 6 hours on the grill. I got to tell you, I think the smoke is still in me.
Oh, yeah. You still smelling it? Yeah. I bet. It's hard to, your hair, I'm sure,
yeah,
everything. I worked at a grill like one summer and I remember smelling after like 3 showers, I still smelled like those hot dogs.
Yeah, you can't.
But it's good.
You can't wash it off. But anyway.
Delicious.
So I'm glad to be back so I can rest here at the radio station for the next 5 days.
Kick back and chat with me for a while.
Well, you know, it's summer, and so everything's going on. So, I got a long summer. There's always long summers. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about today, and I want to begin the program. But I just heard the guy say the gasoline is down to $4.81 a gallon. And somehow we're supposed to celebrate.
That's cheap.
Yeah.
What?
That the gasoline is down to $4.81 a gallon. I'm not celebrating that. Well, it's better than $5.49.
We're almost celebrating.
Yeah, but I'm not going to celebrate $4.81 a gallon. You know, it's got to get down to somewhere around $3 a gallon before you'll hear me celebrating about how far down it's come. And I'll tell you, with all the other things going on, people aren't talking about the gas, the price of gas as much because of all of these things that are going on. And I'll tell you something. There's so many things going on in this world and in this country. And I don't remember a time in my life that this many different things were going on at the same time. And so there's nothing but news everywhere. And issues that are critically important are going to be left behind or not discussed as much because every time you turn around, there's something added to the plate. And you don't get a chance to finish the food on your plate before they throw another entree onto the plate. And you look and your stomach is full and you say, I don't think I had better try that, but then you look around and you say, well, let me try it. Let me at least take a morsel of that. But you know, if you're in the business of news and radio, this is a potpourri. None of it is good by any stretch of the imagination. None of it is beneficial. It is all horrible. And so that's where we are. But let me begin the show with this. You know, Sam, there's so much injustice in the world, and the average person always gets the short end of the stick. But here's a story that I was looking at that's kind of heartbreaking on the one hand, but on the other hand, it shows that there's still some people who have a moral compass, moral fiber, not in the business community, but certainly regular people. Here's a guy. He spent 27 years on a job. He never missed a day, has never been late. 27 years. And you know what he got for his reward? He got, where is it at? Okay. Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. That's what he got.
A little goodie bag.
27 years on the job.
A little goodie bag.
At Burger King. So I'm not buying anything else from Burger King. I mean, I rarely go to Burger King, but I'm certainly not going to be going to Burger King ever again. Because if a man or a woman or whoever it is spends 27 years of their life committed to the job and the corporation doesn't understand the magnitude of what he did, then that corporation doesn't deserve the business of anybody. It deserves to go to the corporation heap of hell. Oh, yeah, well, we're aware that he spent 27 years. We're aware that he didn't miss a day. He didn't miss a day for 27 years. And yet, they have the unmitigated gall to give him a bag, again, with Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy, pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. Only in America. Only in the business community. That they would look at that man's, you know, number one, there's certainly something not right with a person, and I don't mean this in a negative sense, who spends 27 years at Burger King, right? There's got to be something not exactly right with that person. Would you agree, Sam?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I do. Like, no one necessarily would find that as fulfilling as you could possibly find, you know?
Or financially.
Right. Totally.
Right. How are you going to survive with 27 years at Burger King? At best, he's been making minimum wage.
Right.
All of those years. And then the guy shows up every day on time for 27 years, and you as a corporation know it. And the best you can do is that. That's an insult.
And you know how hard that is to find nowadays?
Oh, you can't find that anywhere. And the best the corporation can do, and let's talk about Burger King is not a mom and pop shop.
Not at all.
You would think that the national owners of Burger King would I would put this guy up on commercials. I would do everything.
Amen.
And say, look, this is what one of our employees has done. And because of that, and then I would almost offer him his own franchise. 27 years? Come on.
He's got to know a thing or two after that.
Well, yeah. And then you turn around and give him that. You know, it is more than frustrating. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. We got a lot to talk about this morning, but I got to finish this story up because it touched me. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we went to break, I was talking about a young man named Kevin Ford, who's 54 years old, who, you know, worked at Burger King, has worked at Burger King in Las Vegas for 27 years. He's 54 years old. And on his 27th year, without missing a day or being late, he received a goodie bag, Starbucks reusable tumbler, a bag of Reese's candy, pens, and two rolls of Lifesavers. And I forgot the other thing, Sam, and I would be remiss, and I really, you know, by leaving this out, maybe it straightens things out a little bit more. He got a piece of chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
then.
That makes, totally.
That I bet that was a $1,000 piece of chocolate cake right there.
That makes it a little better.
Oh, my goodness.
But this video went out on TikTok, and and people were just frustrated and angry. Here's some of the responses. Did they really only give him one movie ticket? I forgot. And he got one movie ticket in the bag. And he's so humble and kind about it. This pisses me off so much. He deserves so much more. Another person commented on read it. Many of the other responses from commenters pointed out that Ford's gift really didn't quite match up with expectations, which may be why Ford's daughter decided to step in to honor her father's dedication to his food service job. My name is Shayana. The man in that video is my father. He has worked at his job for 27 years and, yes, has never been late or missed a day of work. So she set up a GoFundMe page, and thus far it has reached over $50,000.
That is so sweet. More than deserved.
You know, we live in the kind of society that at times stories like this just go by.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't give it a second thought. Well, just some poor soul who doesn't know any better. He's staying on a job that he should have been an entry-level job, and he should have known better. He should have moved on. But no, there are people in the world who don't know better. and they do the best they can, and they don't understand things, and you know that's just the reality of it. And this guy reminds me of the young man that I'm raising in his life and the future of his future, and he would not understand that that's an entry level position. And I worry sometimes about, you know, what happens in his future. But a society that comes to the rescue gives me faith in humanity, because this guy, this $50,000 to him, he probably hasn't made that much more than that in his life. Because at Burger King, you don't get full time. Right? I mean, they're not going to give you that kind of time, because then they have to pay benefits. So to the credit of all of those who did the right thing, congratulations. I'm just, you know, so full this morning with grace that people did the right thing. Where am I going with this? There's so much. I'm trying not to get into what everybody knows we're going to be getting into right away. But I want to begin kind of tread lightly with what has taken place with the Supreme Court decision. I want to go here first. And then we'll get there. You know, I'm watching conservatives and Republicans again. I talk about them every day. And people say, well, you shouldn't be talking to us. It's not all of us. All of us aren't like that. Excuse me. If all of you aren't like that, and you know that your brethren are like that, then what's the old axiom? Birds of a feather flock together. You can't say that my brethren are doing all these negative, horrible, horrific things, but they're still my brothers, and I still support them 100%. Oh, you do? Then what does that make you? What does that make you? You're watching as these people are dismantling this government, this country, creating a civil war. It's what is taking place here. Make no mistake at all about it. The plan of the Republican Party and the Republican movement is to create a civil war. Maybe not to the degree of the original Civil War, but they have declared war on anybody who is not a conservative. And if you don't see that, you know, then maybe, you know, you need to reassess the things that you are supporting. Block by block, brick by brick, they are creating this war. And this war is going to be the death knell of this country. I said earlier about all the other things that are going on in this country, you know, before I was talking about the last story. And what I'm talking about, and what's at the root of all of it, is the fact that Republicans have declared war on anyone who's not a Republican or a conservative. And if you can't see that, I'm sorry. If you're on the other side of that equation and you're not a Republican or a conservative, and you're a Democrat or a progressive, and you can't see, or you don't believe, that you are under attack, you are under assault, a withering, withering attack and assault, that they are taking your rights away, not just with Roe versus Wade. If you can't see what their overall plan is, then shame on you. You'll find out. You'll soon come to find out. There can be no middle of the road in this battle. You're either on the left or you're on the right. There is no in between. Well, I'm a libertarian. I don't agree with the things that the Republicans are doing. But my God, that Joe Biden, I can't stand what Joe Biden is doing. He is destroying our country. Oh, he is he? You can't stand or tolerate some of the things that Joe Biden has done, but you're willing to settle for supporting somebody whose goal it is to destroy the society? I truly don't understand that. I really don't. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You'll soon see. You'll come to the realization that what those folk are doing on the right is going to be detrimental to all of us. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. To the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking before we went to break about the inherent dangers of what is happening in this country, and that the Republican movement, the conservative movement, is a detriment to this society, that there is a civil war that is taking place inside of this nation. If you're not aware of it, shame on you. You're going to soon come to find out. And it's not just overturning the Roe versus Wade decision. It is many other things that we're going to be talking about today that are going to be on the docket. And if you haven't realized by now that what is taking place is going to be so damaging and may not be able to be overturned. The only way these things can be overturned that conservatives have done, this attack, this inside attack on you and me and our children and the future of this nation, that there be any equity in it, it's through elections. Well, if you look at the way the elections are set up, the maps are set up, they've been gerrymandered all over this nation. And so Republicans have been able to build majorities, even when they don't have majorities in office, just by the way they've ruthlessly went about their business, setting things up in a manner that they'll totally be in control of things for decades to come. I've got to tell you something, America. The Civil War is on. Now, maybe on the Democratic side of things, you might not want to believe that. You might not want to believe that your fellow Americans can be what they are. But they clearly have decided to attack you. And to me, the only way to balance any of this is to fight back. Now, you may say, well, elections. They've already jerry-rigged that. Even though Democrats outvote Republicans, they continue to lose because it's not fair, it's not equitable, and that's what we're dealing with. And at the heart of that is a political shift in the suburbs. We got to talk. What is going on with you people in the suburbs? I mean, I know you live in the suburbs. You live in a nice neighborhood. You live in a nice house. You got a few extra coins in your pocket. What is it that you can't see? Over 1.5 million suburban people, voters, have switched to Republican in the last year. What is it? You don't see what they're doing? You agree with what they're doing? Is it because, you know, you live a life of leisure, a life of Riley? Life has been good to you? So that's what the Republicans stand for? So that's what you stand for? You know, you've got everything that you need. You're not struggling. You're not suffering. And to hell with the people who are? Is that what happens because you live in a suburb? That somehow you are blinded? You can't see what's going on with these people? There's only one saving grace. Only one. As Republicans have continued to move suburban people have continued to move towards the right. And I'm talking really to you, suburban women. You see now, those of you who've been supporting these foolish people on the right, look at what they've done to you now. They've taken away your rights. You know, you constantly hear people on the right talking about, Sam, you hear them constantly talking about my constitutional rights, my rights. It's the most important thing, for heaven's sakes. The Constitution gives me the ability to make my own decisions. I don't want anybody interfering with that. You know, don't tread on my rights. What did they just do?
I'm glad that a gun has more rights than my own body does.
I mean, that's what they just did.
That's what they just did.
Okay, and so I'm hoping that maybe the suburban women now who have been leaning to the right finally realizes, hey, wait a minute. They just took me back 50 years.
50. More than 50,
right,
honestly.
I know it's more than 50.
Like, what?
And they did it with one fell swoop. And they say it's because, well, we're really now giving people their own individual opportunities to make decisions. That's a lie. Because in many states, that doesn't exist. And in the state of Wisconsin, that's what's getting ready to happen. Anybody who doesn't understand, on the left, who doesn't understand that there's a civil war, that Republicans and conservatives have been waging against you and your families, I'm really sorry for you. Because you're going to pay an ultimate price. It's almost too late now. Let's go to the phone line. CJ.
Hey there, Earl.
Yeah, go ahead.
Taking my call. Well, I think it's partly because your party is now going to change the laws. They're going to ruin the filibuster.
Yes, they should.
I know, because your party can't persuade a situation. You either have to do it through executive order or you have to sidestep the rules. And this precedent is one of 230 that have been sent back. And rightly so, if it was decided wrong. I wish you would have just decided the Missouri thing 15 weeks, because if you've seen an ultrasound at 15 weeks that they didn't have back in the 70s, and you think you're not doing something different than aborting a child, well, I tell you what, then your eyes are lying, because you see a beating heart, you see a breathing baby, you see a baby. And even Joe Biden said, you're seeing a baby.
Hey, CJ.
So
Hey, CJ, let me say this to you. First off, this goes back to the time that President Obama was not given an opportunity to have a seat that was open where he should have had the right to determine who the Supreme Court justice was going to be, and Republicans denied it. Denied access.
Remember what Obama said? Elections have consequences.
Wait a minute. At that point in time, he was the president of the United States, and Republicans did not have the majority. And so what they did was exactly what you want to claim the Democrats are going to do, and that's not give a fair and equal opportunity for it'll come to me, to even get a hearing. And it was Mitch McConnell who said, no, we're not going to give them a chance.
Who controlled the Senate, right? Look at what Schumer's doing.
Now you're promising
to pack the court. So you guys are in control right now.
They should pack the court. They should absolutely pack the court. They should pack the court because the Republicans packed the court. So don't get angry.
They did it legally.
I just said to you that they denied access to, and I'm forgetting his name, somebody remind me, when the opening was
Merrick Garland.
When they denied access, if all things were equal and fair and just and right, President Obama should have been given an opportunity for Merrick Garland. So don't tell me about how Republicans did things equally and fairly. There is no fairness.
They controlled the Senate.
There is no fairness. It didn't matter. There was a president of the United States who had an opportunity and was, and all things being equal and just and right, should have been given that opportunity. And the fact that you, who claim that Republicans did things right and righteously in the three seats that they've added, man, it's hard to kind of follow, you know, people who say one thing, talk out of one side of their mouths, and then turn
you're
around.
About suburban women.
Yeah, I am talking about suburban women. I'm talking about suburban women. They don't want to live in a Democrat world. Let me say. So they want to live in a Republican world that tells them what to do with their bodies, right? White men. That is what they're saying.
They sent it back to the states.
The states have been jerry-rigged by Republicans. So it doesn't matter whether or not that's the case, because conservatives and Republicans control 32 of the state houses because it's been jerry-rigged. So sending it back to the state is not going to be the answer. It's not going to change anything for women.
It's going to actually have to do with your party persuading an issue and not lying about it.
Let me tell you something. Here's what you and Republicans are going to find. Those suburban women who have switched to Republican before this came down, they're going to switch back to Democrats. They're going to switch back because they've had enough of white men telling them what to do with their lives.
And I might scream about it.
Yeah, they've had enough of that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, you listen to a guy like CJ, and who somehow is speaking for what he believes is in the best interest of women. And that's what you get from these conservative men who think that they know what's right for you.
It makes me, my blood boil, honestly. I am so sick of hearing these conservative, closed-minded white men tell me that I have to have a baby even if I do not want it or I medically cannot. I am so sick and tired of hearing that. You do not know what it takes for a body, for your mind, for your finances, for anything. And yet a man can leave.
So I would say this. I would say that I would believe these conservatives, if I really thought that they really are concerned about the life of a child, which is a lie. They're not. They could give a rip about what happens to that child after the child comes into the world. We see that. They're not concerned about what happens to people, to babies that come into this world. Many children suffer daily, poisoned by leaded water. Not enough food, living in food deserts, you know. And I don't hear one of those sniveling conservatives then talking about the life of the child.
Or shot in schools.
Oh, they don't care. But they want to lead somebody to believe that they're compassionate. That's not the reason. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on?
Mark from Sussex.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, thanks, Earl, but I'd like you to look at it from my perspective. You're saying a male can't have an input on this. My wife and I are both adopted, okay? I'm very passionate about this because if my mom would have decided to abort me, I would no longer be on this earth. So what is your comeback to that? That I don't have a say in it because I'm an infant?
I have a comeback.
No. Go ahead, Sam.
I'd like to hear that.
I would like to say that I'm glad that you were adopted into a very loving, successful family. But however, if you look statistically at the foster care system, that is not the case for many, 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 many children.
Okay, you're so wrong on that because there are so many adopted people that are luckier than heck to be alive because their mom decided instead of aborting the child.
Just because that is your personal experience, sir, does not mean that that is many other people's.
Okay, time out. I didn't have a say in it.
So listen.
I did not have any say in whether I was aborted or not.
Well, none of us do, right?
Okay. Right. I don't understand that point.
So none of us do.
You don't understand that point?
Not at all.
My God.
So listen. You have a conversation with me. Here's the reality of it. You can talk and say the things that you are saying and bless you that, you know, your mom went through and decided to have you. But there are others who have gone through, decided to have children, and the children have lived a life of hell because the mom wasn't able to provide for the child and did not decide to give the child up.
So one life saved is not worth unfortunate situations.
Listen.
So you're saying that my case really means nothing to you.
Well, no, what I'm saying to you is, listen, you're talking to somebody who took in a disabled child, 100% disabled.
I know you have.
And I've had him. Okay, so then don't tell me that I'm not saying your life doesn't matter. If I didn't think a life mattered, I wouldn't have taken in the young man that I've taken in for the last 19 years. So that's not the issue. The issue I'm talking to you about is the fact that once these children come into the world, if you have a society that doesn't give a damn about the quality of life of that child, and that child lives in a society that is based on things and the value of things over the value of their life, then what are we talking about? The world is full of lives that are wasted. Are you not blind to what you see?
All you're doing is just spinning it the opposite way. I'm looking at it as the pro-life portion, you're saying that life really doesn't matter.
I'm saying that in a society that does not truly value the life, because if it valued the life, it would value the quality of the life.
It is not about pro-life or pro. It's pro-woman's choice.
You don't understand that.
What's my choice then, their little young lady?
Do you push it out of your vagina, sir? Do you go through all of the mental and physical pain? Okay, good for your mother, and that was her choice, was it not?
So
hey,
listen.
Just by yelling doesn't mean it's
getting better. So listen, so let me say this to you again. I said it once, I'll say it 1,000 times. Conservatives really don't give a damn about what they claim they care about. Well, we want to make sure everybody, every life matters. That's a lie. I told you, I'm 68 years old. I know what conservatives care about. And it's through their actions. And through their actions.
Genuinely, I don't. It's pro-choice. Yeah. No one is taking her choice away to have you. That is fantastic that she wants to have you. Great. But I am saying that it was not her only choice to have you. And I'm glad she had you, sir. Great. I'm so glad. But you know what? That is not the only thing that is capable of happening.
Well, you know, he clearly.
Oh, my gosh.
So let me say this to you.
No one's taking your choice away.
With all due respect, man, you know. You guys on the right and conservative white men, at the root of this, I'm going to tell you straight up what's at the root of this. What's at the root of this is, and I forgot the woman's name, I'm going to dig it up, who was at the Trump rally, who said, thank Donald Trump for saving white babies' lives. That's what she said. Okay?
Yeah, I would agree.
So why white babies' lives? There are black babies that are aborted as well. Yeah, but she didn't say that. She didn't say that.
Well, I would have said all lives.
Well, I didn't ask you what you would have said, because that don't matter. I'm talking about an elected official said that publicly. So don't tell me that you care about all lives. I know. That's all you can do is laugh, man. Because people know at the root of what is happening with people, especially those on the right. And I keep saying, I don't know why they're considered those on the right, because nothing about your philosophies are righteous. They're not. Because you're not really concerned. You're concerned about ulterior motives. Maybe you're not, you know, maybe you're not wise enough to understand the ulterior motives of the conservatives. But as I stated earlier, you guys have committed and created a civil war in this country that is not going to be fixed. It is a dangerous, dangerous time in this nation. And people like you, only in your instance, you don't know any better.
I told you I was going to scream if one more white conservative dumb man told me what to do with my body.
But he doesn't know any better. But those who manipulate him do. And so they'll continue to manipulate people like him, because he can't think it through. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Because what he doesn't know, it's what they're going to come after next. And after that. And after that. It is an organized, sinister plot that these people have instituted. And it's a shame that many Americans aren't even aware of it. Got to go to a break. Tom, I'll see you. We'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.